What if I throw out some song titles for you and you guys just
comment or something?
Just comment, but like just you know, by association, or maybe brings up you know, some experiences that you had, good or bad or whatever, to shed some light into, you know, the process that went into each song. So how about Pretty News?
Let's see. Being in a small isolated room with the guitar amp turned up really loud, trying to make it sound right, and then blowing my ears out after about an hour of playing it.
That's part of the Orange Marmalade set to me. That's for that song, Pretty News. I was talking about this the other week. Pretty News, Day I Tried to Live. Mm-hmm. And She Likes Surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Head Down and My Way. They're the Orange Marmalade set to me.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. There you go.
I can see all of those. I'm trying to figure out how.
Oh, there's a beast at the door.
That one. It lives. What's the third one you said?
You said five.
Day I Tried to Live.
Day I Tried to Live.
She Likes Surprises.
She Likes Surprises.
Oh, She Likes Surprises.
Head Down.
My Wave and Head Down.
Oh, I didn't hear Head Down.
Well, that one for me was kind of interesting because I was at this phase, we were just going to like demo tunes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned the tune and recorded it, and we ended up, you know, using that take. So it's like when I recorded that, I walked to the studio and my legs were really tired, and so make a long story short, blobbity.
No, so you were kind of wobbly.
I was trying to get like a walking feel on the drum part because I just got done with this long walk.
So a little shuffling forward kind of.
It's got kind of a weird shuffle, probably from that walk that I took to the studio that day.
A biped propulsion kind of thing.
It's very bipedal.
Cool.